Hello, friends, and welcome to the Coastline Baptist Church podcast. We hope this message will equip, encourage, and edify you in your journey of life. We'd love to connect with you. Please email us at info@coastlinecc.org. And for more information about our church and our services, visit coastlinecc.org. Now let's open our hearts and open God's Word. Amen. Happy Mother's Day again. And I'm going to be quick today, I promise. That's another gift to you, not just the 30 extra minutes, but a shorter message. So let's get through this. If you laugh at my jokes, I'll go faster, I promise, all right? My mom, okay, taught me a lot of things, okay? This is going to be super cliche and cheesy, and that's why I want you to laugh out loud, okay? I want some belly laughs. I want some chuckles, chortles, whatever you got. You can holler for all I care, all right? My mother taught me a lot, okay? Darren taught me a lot. My mom taught me about logic. Okay? She said, anything. If everyone else jumped off a cliff, would you do it too? No. Okay, pretty good. Thank you. No groans. I didn't ask for groans. That's for laughs. Okay. My mother taught me about medicine. If you keep making that face, you're going to stay that way. Okay? Thank you, babe. She loves me. My mom taught me how to become an adult. If you don't eat your vegetables, Nate, you're not going to grow up. My mom taught me about genetics. Just like your father. Yeah, that's good. My mom taught me about my roots. Do you think you were born in a barn? My mom taught me about the wisdom of age. When you get to be my age, you will understand. Or she could say, I'll explain it all when you get older. My mom taught me about justice. One day, you're going to have kids, and I hope they turn out just like you. Then you'll know what it's like. And my mom taught me a lot about anticipation. Just wait till your father gets home. Just wait till he gets home. I'm grateful for my mom. Okay, don't we look a little bit alike, maybe? Tiny bit, right? A little tiny bit. This next picture, this is not even that recent, that's a couple of years ago, but this is an old one. It looks like me with an 80s haircut is what it does holding a baby, you know? And I love my mom. My mom's hard to buy for. Every year that goes by, birthdays, Mother's Days, things like that. And I've got her so many like cliche, like wall art and mugs and, you know, she's been a nurse forever, so I get her the best nurse ever. And she's just got too many nurse things. And she doesn't have, like, one hobby that I can just kind of keep filling. So I didn't know what to do this year, so I wrote her a song. And I wrote her a song, recorded it, and sent it to her this morning. She really liked it. It was really sweet. And then she did the most mom thing you could ever do. Okay, I just sent her a text message with, like, the audio file from my phone. She probably copied the audio file from her text and then posted that, like pasted that into Facebook. So just on Facebook on her page is like www.77, like not a link that you can click on, just a bunch of jumbled up letters and stuff that just looks like, and then underneath the comment, my son, he wrote me the sweetest song. I'm like, no one can listen to it, mom. Nobody can, it's just words, it's just little backslashes and stuff. But I love her, she's awesome. I wish, you know, 3 hours is not that far, but it feels like it's just far enough to where sometimes too much time goes by before I get to see her. But I am grateful that I still get to see my mom, because not everybody has that privilege. So I am grateful. And she taught me a lot about life, in all seriousness. And I'm grateful, like I said, for all the moms in my life. You know, for my mother-in-law, I'm so grateful for her. She made it so easy. I know all the mother-in-law jokes people tell, and I could tell them too, but they wouldn't be true, because she's been so awesome. I didn't want to embarrass my wife or her, but there's a picture of us when we were just teenagers, like 13, 14, after a Christmas banquet. I have a tuxedo on with a top hat. I wore top hats to the teen banquet. Sue me, okay? I liked it. It was fun. And she had her silver dress on, and then we were going to take, I wanted so badly, Mercy, to take a picture with this girl who I don't even know if we were boyfriend, girlfriend at the time. I don't think we, see, she remembers, okay? Give me some hope. I think we had gone together, but it wasn't like official, you know? And I wanted a picture with her so bad at church on Sunday morning. Because we would come to church with our tuxedos. And I said, can we take a picture? No cell phone pictures. This was going to be like one of those, like, bring it to Walgreens and wait a couple days and come back and get the photos, the disposables. And I'm like, oh, she said, yeah, she said. So I walk over to there, and we're standing in front of the wall. And then Kelly Robles, my future mother-in-law, comes right in between us with an arm around each of us, big smile. And you can see Marissa's smiling. She's laughing, and I'm like this. I'll show you next week. I won't put it on the screen, but I'll show you if you want to see it, because it is a sweet picture. It is a sweet picture. But, and I'm grateful for my mom, my mother-in-law, and I'm obviously grateful for my wife, who's the mother of my children. No one better. No one else I would choose. And I'm so grateful for the mothers that are in my life, all of them. And I wanted to read some scripture today from Proverbs 31, which is the passage of the virtuous woman that Solomon talks about, and just kind of pull out some things from the scriptures that I saw in my own mom. Very practical today. Maybe there'll be a challenge to the moms in the room, of just some things that you can strive for. Obviously, all of Proverbs 31 for a woman, whether you're a mother or not, is important. But these are some things that I saw in my mom's life, and I'm so grateful for her. In verse 11 and 12 of Proverbs 31, the scriptures say that the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. And this was a wife and a mother. Number one, my mom taught me how to be faithful. She taught me how to be faithful. I can go back to my earliest childhood memories and remember a mom who not just brought us to church, because you can go to church and not really be a Christian and act like a Christian. You can teach Sunday school and not really act like a Christian. But that was not my mom. My mom did go to church and did teach Sunday school, and I think she still does after all these years. Same age class, which is amazing. And a lot of the people that she taught 20-something years ago are now adults with their own kids. But beyond the church attendance and things like that, more importantly than that, I can go back so many times and remember walking, knocking on my mom's door, or the door would be open, and she'd be laying in bed. She had got up with a cup of coffee, and she'd have her Bible. She'd be reading her Bible. And she would show me her prayer list sometimes. When I was in high school, when I went off to college, when I moved out to Michigan, when I got married, I know that my mom prays for me. I know she does. I know she does. She taught me how to be faithful, consistently faithful. I can't think of a time in my mom's not perfect. She wouldn't say she's perfect, but I can't think of a time in my life where there was like this big lull of my mom not really caring about spiritual things. No, she taught me how to be faithful. We had men's Bible study on Friday night, and one of the men there was talking about, we're talking about being good leaders and raising our kids and things like that. And one shared a story of his kids, how they always are watching, and they're always watching, and they're learning so much from us. And that's not just for dad, but for moms too, and both equally. They're watching you. They're watching how you respond. They're watching they're seeing your love for Christ. They see it, no matter how young they are. My mom taught me how to be faithful. In verse 13, it says, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She taught me not just how to be faithful, but she taught me how to work hard. My mom is one of the hardest workers I know. She's been in nursing for decades now, which is just incredible. But even before that, she was always had a job. She did private care for a long time, and she would work and work. My dad would go off on deployments. He'd be gone for 9 months, and my mom would work and work and work and work and work. And she taught me the importance of working hard. And not complaining about it, really. I can't think of a time in my life when I remember my mom being she was always present. She worked so tirelessly. She would put me to shame. She taught me the importance of hard work. The scripture said that she seeketh wool and flax, and she worketh willingly with her hands. I understand the lives we live, church, are very busy, especially for moms. You're raising kids, and you have to, and especially in the Cape, you have to work a job, and it gets long, and it gets tiring, and it gets challenging. But your kids are watching. God will give you strength. Keep on working. Keep on working hard. Keep a positive attitude within your work. My mom taught me how to work hard. Verse 16 says, she considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. And I love that. She looks, she thinks about it, and then she bought the field. Number three, she taught me not just how to be faithful and how to work hard, but she taught me to be patient. She taught me to be patient. Now, did I ever run my mother's patience out? Oh, yes, I definitely did. Not as much as my brother and sister, but I definitely did. But even in those moments where I needed a little bit of discipline, my mom was patient. She practiced patience. She taught me how to be patient. I can think now as I raise my own boys, of times when I can look back in my life as I have to deal with my kids. I think of the times in my life when she showed patience to me. And she waited. She didn't just lash out. She wasn't very impulsive. She thought through things and she was patient, just like the woman in Proverbs 31. She was patient. She didn't rush into things. She didn't rush us through childhood. She didn't, you know, rush us at the dinner table. No, she was patient. She was patient. Verse 20. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. My mom also taught me how to love people. She taught me how to love people. No matter who it was, whether it was one of the residents that she was taking care of, we'd have to sometimes go to the nursing home when she was still working after school and kind of wait for an hour and just watching her, even with the patients there in her heart for people that she just, you know, she was getting paid to be there, but she still showed love. I think of the lady that she took care of private care for so long. Just she would go to her home every day, make dinner and do laundry and just was there. And it wasn't just a job to her. She loved these people. She loved the family. And they would invite her on trips. They were taking her on vacation because so they could help take her. She loved people. And not just in her job situation. Obviously, yes, her husband and her children, but just people. The way she treated others, strangers, people that didn't have much, the love that she had, people that maybe had wronged her. My mom taught me to love people. I can think of people in my mother's life who may have wronged her, who may have done evil against her, and yet she didn't lash out. She didn't talk bad about them, to me at least. And she was just someone who had the love of Christ. And she still is someone who has the love of Christ. She taught me how to love people. Moms today that are here, are you teaching your children how to be faithful, how to work hard, patience that we see here in Proverbs 31, how to love others? Do they see your love, the love of Christ poured out from you towards somebody else? Do they see that in you? Verse 25 says this, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. As I read these scriptures, I thought about this word rejoicing and this kindness. Not only did my mom teach me all these things, but my mom taught me how to have fun. She taught me to have fun. We went back to Holyoke to visit probably a year ago, and I remember looking out the window. I was in the house I grew up in, sitting at the dining room table, same one I grew up sitting at, and I look out the window, and there's my mother with my kids, and she had built this big obstacle course with random things in the yard, and she was running through it with them and jumping this and doing all these, probably hurting her back, and just having a blast with the kids. My mom was not just all, she taught me how to have fun. I know that I'm the way that I am. My dad was amazing. And my dad had so much fun. But if you know my mom and dad, you know they're very different. And that's probably why they get along so well. My mom is bubbly, and my dad's so super kind, but my dad's a little bit more serious and things like that. He's funny, and he'll laugh. But my mom was just kind of crazy, if you know her. And that's kind of how I am. She taught me how to have fun, how to embrace life, how to take what you have. It may not be as much as someone else, or you may not have exactly what you want, but what I have, I'm going to enjoy. I'm going to have fun with it. I'm going to teach my kids how to have fun with it. And I'm not going to complain about it. We're going to have fun with what we have. She taught me that. She taught me that. And the last one here in verse 30, the scriptures say, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. She shall be praised. My mom taught me, and I mentioned at the beginning about being faithful, but she taught me how to walk with God. And not by just say, just this big rule book and things like that. And here's all the things. Here's how many chapters you need to read. And here's how long I need to pray. And here's exactly what books you need. It wasn't that at all. It was just her example. It was just her heart. It was who she was. And just being able to watch her showed me what it means to walk with God. Moms in the room today, think about these things. And there's a whole lot more in Proverbs 31 we could talk about, but these are just a few. are we teaching? What are we teaching our kids? What do they see in us? Listen, Father's Day is coming. You better believe fathers are going to get it. We're going to get it. But today's Mother's Day. So I want to not just encourage you with how amazing you are, and I'm grateful for you, and I know your families are too, but I also want to challenge you. Because that's what the scriptures do. Yes, they encourage us, and they drive us to change. Positive change. What are we teaching our kids? What are you teaching your kids? What do they see in you? Not in the big days or at church, but I'm talking about in the everyday moments, in the menial moments, in the mundane of life. What do they see? They see impatience. Do they see anger? Do they see bitterness? Do they see someone who just can't have a good time? It's always, oh, I don't. Or do they see someone that can have fun? Think about these things, church. We showed some videos before the message about what moms are, and their branches of comfort and things like that, and their pictures of grace, and their symbols of strength and patience and love. And you may hear all that, and you may even hear the message today about faithfulness and about patience and loving others, and you may be doubting that this morning about yourself. You may not believe that this morning, that as a mom, you're a picture of grace. Or you're the epitome of kindness and patience. You may feel that you often lack grace. You may feel that instead of being a symbol of strength, you are out of strength. You may feel that the last thing that you possess is patience. You may feel that your love is ignored or unseen or forgotten or not appreciated. Whatever kind of mother you are, a mom whose kids have grown. Maybe a mom whose kids are away from the Lord. Maybe a mom who's lost a child. Maybe a mom who doesn't have their mom with them. Maybe you're missing your mom today. Maybe you want to be a mom. Whatever kind of mother you are, God sees you. He sees you. He cares about you, and he's enough. He's enough. Wherever you are in your stage of motherhood, even in the waiting to be a mom, wanting to be a mom, God sees you, and he cares, and he's enough. In Psalm 22, King David wrote about how much despair he was in. In Psalm 22, he talked about how much despair he's in. He's crying. He's wailing through the night. He's in total misery. It's very descriptive in Psalm 22 about how miserable David is. But after the first 9 verses, after he says all that, you know what he says? In verse 10, he says this: I was cast upon thee from the womb. Talking about God. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. The reason David was a man after God's own heart, which is what the scriptures say, the reason David was a man after God's own heart is because he had a mother that showed God to him as he grew up. In verse 22 of the same chapter, he says, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the congregation. Will I praise thee? David was a man after God's heart and used by God in a picture of someone who followed after God that wasn't perfect. This was David. Why was he a man after God's heart? Because he had a mother who raised him to know God. And moms, whether you believe it or know it or think it, you are making a difference. You are making a difference. You are shaping lives. You are loved and appreciated and cared about. God sees you and I see you. And we love you. Thank you again for listening to the Coastline Baptist Church podcast. We hope the message was an encouragement to your heart. Please connect with us through our website, coastlinecc.org, or on Facebook or Instagram. Send us a message, send us an email, and we'd love to connect with you. We'd also love if you could visit us for a Sunday morning service. You can find our address on our website, and our services start at 10 a.m. Our mission at Coastline is simply this: to know Jesus deeply and to show Jesus daily. I hope that we've helped you do that in your life today. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.